Everybody, huddle up. Live from the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. This is the Great Dane Huddle on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand with Rose Bowl champion Derek Engler. Here's Alex Gravatt.
It is the Great Dane Huddle on 100.5 ESPN. I am Alex Gravatt at the downtown Great Dane alongside Derek Engler, but no Tarek Sala, sort of. I hear we've got him on the phone. Tarek, where the hell are you?
I'm 30 minutes outside of Champaign, Illinois. My daughter is starting for Illinois State versus the Fighting Illini in Champaign. And I'm hustling down here. I guess whatever it is, kickoff or serve off is 7 o'clock. So.
Opening serve, yeah. So
and her first start, right, T?
First start ever.
That's fantastic. Again, who is she playing for?
Illinois State.
Oh, gotcha. She's playing against the Illini. Understood. Well, best of luck to her. That's exciting.
Yeah, no doubt. It's kind of the kickoff of a great week, so we're ready to rock. And sorry I can't be there.
No sweat. We're glad to have you while we got you. We're going to be talking a lot of things. We're going to be talking about the Badgers had a 28-14 game. It did feel like it might not have been that lopsided. The Badgers doubling the Western Michigan Broncos score. The Green Bay Packers have an opening season game in Sao Paulo, Brazil, coming up on Friday, which is exciting. And Joey Chestnut ate 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Derek, how many hot dogs do you think you'd eat in 10 minutes?
I'll take two and call it a day. That's it.
Tarek, you think you could beat him?
I'll go three. I'll go
three hot dogs.
I think we're not gonna have a very good competitive team here. That's amazing to do that many.
Man, when you're 50, things the GI reacts differently. So you know you. I'll do. I could maybe do. If I'm hungry, I could do Nathan's. I could do three Nathan's Jumbo Franks.
The Jumbo Franks. Yeah, So I think we've talked about this before. Maybe it was the offseason when you guys weren't here. Who do you think would win a 100-meter dash after eating a hot dog? So the time starts as soon as you take your first bite. You have to swallow the dog before you start running. Joey Chestnut, the goat of hot dog eatings, or Usain Bolt?
What?
So you start the timer as soon as you take your first bite of a hot dog.
Yeah.
And then you have to finish the hot dog and
just
then
one
run
hot
100
dog.
Meters. Yes.
Well, Usain's winning that hands down.
Yeah.
You think
yeah,
so?
Backwards. Yeah.
At 8.3 dogs per minute. So I don't know exactly what that comes out to. About but 7 just, seconds
I'm
to
sure
eat a hot
Usain
dog.
Usain can handle one hot dog.
In 7 seconds?
Probably close.
Tarek, you think that's still the case?
I do. I think how fast is Joey going to run the – he's going to be like
– like 15 seconds.
15 seconds, yeah.
12 seconds would be cooking for a 35-year-old competitive eater.
15 seconds all day long.
I think even if it takes him 20 seconds, I think it's going to take longer than you think to eat a hot dog. I don't know. It's irrelevant. We only have you for a little bit of time here, Tarek. I really want to know, the Badgers – we talked in a group chat over the weekend, and you seemed to kind of expect this outcome. You said it was about what we expected. How are you feeling after this Badgers win over the Broncos?
Well, that's, like I said, expected because the quarterback, from what I've seen, you know, obviously he's getting the hands around the offense. From what I understood at Miami, you know, he very much was, you know, one option guy, right? He went to his first option. And then to go to a second one might be hard at the beginning, and he's got to get his hands around the offense. I hope he could eventually graduate to be able to go to one or two. Three is like NFL, but just being able to, you know, look off the running back and then go to the tight end. We don't see that yet, but he did what he, you know, he played within his confines, which is okay. All right. On the other side of the ball, Derek mentioned when you were talking to Rutledge that I'm really concerned about the defensive line. Because I think the linebackers and secondary are good. But, you know, against a physical offensive line, I think Western was a physical offensive line. You know, they're going to get some movement. And then it's going to really, you may restrict what your linebackers could do. So on both those positions, I think, were where we struggled. And I thought that was predictable.
You know, Tarik, I was impressed, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I really liked what I saw for the most part, the support in the back end, but the way the linebackers, especially the transfer kids, were running around and making plays. And you know, we held them to 30%. They were 3-for-10 on third down conversions. We were 10-for-16, and obviously that goes to what you were talking about, Tyler Van Dyke. More checking down. I mean, it was a dink and dunk. I mean, we averaged a little over 5 yards a pass. Now, he didn't create any errors, really, other, you know, he had a fumble, but no interceptions, no touchdowns, right? But he was 21 for 36, I believe, yeah. And you know, again, just 5.3 yards per pass.
Yeah, what worried me was there was no explosive plays, right? There was a lot of good
grinding.
It's
okay, though. Like I said earlier with Rutledge, you know, we were doing crosstalk. I that's all on film now. Right, and so we will be able to, and Tarik, you tell me what you think, but we'll be able to stretch the field with some of our receivers. I truly believe that, and I love Will Pauling and Tekahuna. I mean, those guys, and then Bryson had a good game. I think we're going to be fine there, and we just, you know, it's a MAC school first game. Those are always tough, and I talked about the history, Tarik. I mean, whether it was Coach Alvarez or Coach Bielema or you know, we had some tough ones that, I mean, Cal Poly, that was an infamous one.
Yeah, as far as that goes, and compare history, this was not bad. I mean, right. I think we played Utah State 1 year, and we won by a field goal or a loss. I mean, Arizona State, we had to save a touchdown at the end of the second half in order to make the difference in the game. This was an acceptable win, with the caveat that we need to improve. And I do believe, Derek, we have the wide receivers to stretch the field. It's just Van Dyke's got to go get through his progression faster. And I think he just get his hands on the offense. And I don't think that Longo wanted to get him too crazy and just keep, you know, if you're driving, I don't know if we're a Ferrari, but we're at least like a, you know, a BMW potentially. And he's just got to get his bearings about him, get the beacons going, Derek, right? And get between the navigational beacons and then execute, and he'll graduate. I mean, early on in the game, when I was really in tune to it, you know, I saw the tight end open. He just needed to have that vision. But I think they just wanted to get him to kind of keep it.
I love the fact that you said when I was really in tune to it, despite maybe the third quarter when we were having a social hour in the suites. Yeah.
This is the Great Dane Huddle on
100.5. There's priorities.
That's right.
I'm Alex Cravat alongside Derek Engler, joined on the phone by Tarik Saleh, who's usually here. He's on his way to go watch his daughter start playing volleyball against the Fighting Illini tonight.
We'd be remiss now. Okay, so Tarik, we're talking. Oh, go back, 31 years ago, our Rose Bowl year, and winning the Big Ten Championship, we almost lost one to SMU down in Texas. And, you know, barely got out of that one alive. And, you know, we saw the progression of, obviously, what our team did that season. And, you know, and I'd be remiss if we – it's too bad not having you here because this is your Hall of Fame induction week. And, you know, we're all looking, a lot of friends and former teammates are coming into town for it. G-Man, we're all really excited. Tarik, I have a question for you. 31 years ago, when you're playing and you played as a true freshman in the Rose Bowl, Tarik didn't redshirt. I did, so we came out the same year. But did you ever think that someday you would be inducted to the University of Wisconsin Athletic Department Hall of Fame?
Dude, I just wanted to be there the next year. I was trying to just play and start. Now, I played 30 snaps or something in a backup role, but I was just, you know, way over my skis as a young man, and I learned a lot my freshman year, which paid off the next 3 years. But it was daunting. It was daunting, and I think, you know, our team thought we could be good, but we didn't believe it until it took maybe, you know, getting through a couple of those first games. You know, getting through SMU and some adversity, overcoming it. You know, Bevel had to hand the ball off a lot before he could really get the ball downfield and do some things with Lee Duramus and those other guys. So, anyways, to be inducted to the Hall of Fame is a tremendous honor. I'm grateful. We're going to have a lot of fun. What it's all about is celebrating with your friends and family and Alex Gravett.
I do got to say your name right, Alex.
Alex Gravett. You know, close enough. The E, the A, whatever works. You know, just throw it out there.
I got to ask this question, though. So you fast forward, right, and you graduate, and you also leave the program as the all-time sack leader and still hold that record to this day. As time went by, as you went through the National Football League, obviously retired, moved back to Madison, and settled down with your family, you know, did the thought had to cross your mind? Because, you know, we have a lot of friends that were lobbying for how in the hell is Solid the all-time sack leader and not been inducted yet? Did that thought ever cross your mind, or was it kind of like, I just be patient, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't?
Well, it was such a long time. I don't know. Maybe, the longer the record went, then I started thinking, well, maybe that would be reasonable or plausible. I think, I don't know, you and I might have talked about it once, but, you know, that's the thing, like, you know, that and the TFL record, like,
yeah,
you know, that's
exactly,
that seems reasonable.
That
so that's where, like, if someone likes me or whatever, and they just think, you know, okay, you know, he got in there because he's been around and whatever. I don't like to be called a nice guy, but might be.
Well, they had to take the lifetime, you know, coach had to take the lifetime scholarship away from you for you to be able to be inducted, I think.
It was crazy because I submitted my mortgage to the athletic department to get revoked, and then I don't know how to pay for things now, but either way, you know, it's great. It's just good. You know, Derek, we're 50. We're going to have something to celebrate. You know what all I mean? Right. We only have a few more things to celebrate before it's all downhill. And we're going to do this. And my family's, you know, capable of being there. It's going to be great to see them and just hang out and have a good time.
Well, buddy, it's a tremendous honor, and you know that. We can't wait to celebrate with the guys coming in, and, you know, we'll start it up a little pre-funk Thursday, and, of course, the induction ceremony Friday, and then you'll be honored on the field Saturday, which will be awesome. And, you know, I'm biased. Obviously, we've been close for, you know, three-plus decades, and just a tribute to you, and really proud of you and happy for you.
Well, I'm grateful, man. Thank you for all your support, and I always love hanging out with you, and this is what we do. So it's going to be fun, and
we're going to be a little hungover.
Come out of the block.
Yeah, we're going to be hungover.
Monday is going to be rough.
I'm going to be there too. Don't you worry. I bounce back a little quicker now. I'm Alex Gravett, hanging out with a couple geezers, I guess.
Dude,
celebrate,
you just take a stroll on your frisbee golf course, and all your pain goes away.
It's ultimate frisbee. It's different than disc golf, my man. You got to know this by now. I punctured a lung. Is that not enough of a real sport injury to really feel this, Tarek?
Wow. I don't know how valid this story is. I hear it collapsed lung, punctured lung. Pretty soon it's like just broken rib cage.
Well, no, I do have a broken rib, okay. And I had a collapsed lung. Okay. Punctured lung feels easier to say. It rolls off the tongue easier. It was collapsed, no puncture. But I don't know, nothing like holding the all-time record for sacks at Wisconsin. Now, you mentioned that you're going to be on the field for this big game against South Dakota. So, Tarek, I need you to just kind of to level with me here. What do you expect the Badgers to do? How do you expect them to improve for this next game? Because it's one of the top FBS schools, and the Badgers didn't look great against Western Michigan.
Well, I'm going to expect the same out of the running backs and the back end of the defense. I'm going to look for the offensive line to be more physical because, you know, obviously Derek looked at that closely. And I want to see the quarterback, whether it's go to the second option or be able to, you know, run the ball with the mesh, you know, and figure out a way to use that as a second option or a third option. And then I just want to see the defensive line, you know, hang in there, you know, and at least create room for the running backs to run through and do their job. I think we have dynamic linebackers. I look forward to them sacking the quarterback and making TFLs and all that. So those will be the keys.
100%, Tarek, as far as the offensive line, I'm always going to be hypercritical of the big uglies up front. And I just I didn't see enough aggressiveness. I didn't see the line of scrimmage change. Conversely, I know you and I were going back texting, watching that Notre Dame-Texas A&M game and watching Notre Dame offensive front, all like young kids. I think half a dozen starts between all of them. And they were physically getting after it. And A&M's front is no joke. So I'd like to see that attitude. That's really what I'm going to be looking forward against University of South Dakota.
And, Derek, we saw it in practice. We saw a more physical brand of football on both sides this summer. We just got to see it in the game. And
right.
I think they're capable of doing it.
All right, Tark, before we let you go, I know you got to get to your daughter's game. Last thought, what is the final score against the San Diego team? San Diego, I keep doing that. South Dakota.
San Diego. I think it's a 3 or 4 touchdown deal. I know that's not. I mean, I'd love to see 52-7, but I think we're like a 38-10, 38-14, type of deal. So I expect more points out of us, and I expect our defense to, you know, hopefully keep them to a touchdown and a field goal, hopefully, or maybe two touchdowns.
Yeah, I think I expect more. I'd love to see creating turnovers on defense, and I think that then, you know, propels us to a 49-52-7, 14 type game if we get some of those turnovers. But I really do expect to see more from the quarterback as far as maybe we take a shot or two. Up front, I think I really just want to see us maul them, to be honest with you, because those two horses will make things happen. You get them to the second, third level, we can, especially Chez. That kid from Oklahoma's got speed too, so I think it'll be fun to watch. I think we'll dominate.
Those are two dynamic playmakers in the Wisconsin Badgers backfield, and we've been talking to Tarek Saleh, who's been joining us from a car. He's usually with us here at the Great Dane, but he's on his way to go visit his daughter as she gets her first start playing volleyball. It's fantastic. Thanks so much for your time, and congratulations. We'll be following you throughout the rest of the week, Tarek, as you get inducted to the Hall of Fame.
No, you don't have to follow me. Just hang out with me. That's it, man. Just come hang out.
Just,
you know?
Tape your ankles, Tark, as you would say.
Tape your ankles.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
As he gets ready to walk out there on the field. Thanks so much, Tark.
Wow.
This is the Great Dane Huddle.
Thanks, Pete.
On 100.5. We'll be back shortly to talk about the Green Bay Packers as they head to Sao Paulo, Brazil on Friday.
We got winners. We got losers. Chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies.
The Great Dane Huddle rolls on. I'm Alex Gravatt alongside Derek Engler. No Tarek Saleh. If you missed any of him, he joined the show remotely as he's on his way to go watch his daughter make her first start in volleyball at the collegiate level. Very exciting.
Love the Toby Keith intro.
You're a big country guy.
R.I.P. Well, I'm everything guy.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I love all music.
I'm not – I do usually like most music. I'm not a huge fan of country, specifically like the big stuff, the stadium country. Went to a concert this past summer, and it was a ton of fun. The country vibe is just – it's a good time out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, there's some of the, you know, the newer country that I've kind of hopped on board. It's more pop country than anything. I am an old school Merle Willie Waylon guy, but you can keep going, you know, Clint Black and Toby Keith and Garth Brooks, and you know, I enjoy, you know, good music. So you know, I'm also a jazz and blues guy, you know. So plus I'm hip hop. I love hip hop. It's been really tough over the past, I don't know, decade or so to really find some good hip hop. I mean, I'm, you know,
yeah,
I'm not a Drake fan.
Okay, so
you know,
valid.
K. Lamar, definitely. I'm all into Kendrick Lamar. I like Kendrick Lamar.
So you're team Kendrick?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I did not have any horse in this race. I find it fascinating how into it everyone has gotten. Riley, yeah.
Well, not like us. I mean, you talk about it, just shred somebody down. I mean, A minor.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We're bumping back with that next break. That is the song we're playing.
I hope you find a clean version, Riley. Riley, are you Team Kendrick or Team?
Team Kendrick, 100%.
Okay,
I'm with Derek here.
I learned recently that Drizzy is how we are supposed to refer to Drake. We can. I didn't know. I don't know if BBL Drizzy now refers to Drake. I'm unsure.
BBL Drizzy.
You get it. All right. 844-770-3776. That's the way to get into the show. Call in, text in. We're talking about the Badgers win. It was a win, but it felt a little bit like a moral loss. And our Great Dane poll question, which you can vote on Twitter.
Maybe at halftime it did.
Yes.
Okay.
I was in the stadium, and I want to get the Great Dane poll question out there really quick. After this weekend, how worried about the Badgers are you? No bowl eligibility, won't beat a ranked team, and no worries, we're playoff bound. So it is 16% no bowl eligibility, 73.5% say that they don't believe the Badgers will win against a ranked team, and 10% says no worries, the Badgers can still make the playoffs. I was in the stadium. It was a tough game to be a part of, and I think we've got some audio here that Riley pulled of Luke Fickell in the post-game press conference. The energy in the stadium was just a little bit off, and he called it out. Riley, if you'd play that for us now.
Right, I think if there's one thing that really kind of stands out to me that we need to do a better job of is taking advantage of what we've got in that atmosphere that we weren't able to kind of get rolling just by the nature of what the game was, right? We get the ball three and out. We get the ball for the first time, take it like 15, 16 plays and miss a field goal. You know, you go in at halftime, it's 10-7, and it's been about an hour and 10 minutes. And then we created a ball game, right? I mean, maybe there was some good things about that, right? There's the new environment there in the stadium that when you play the full game, maybe there's an advantage to that. But it didn't exactly look, I'm sure, like some of you guys maybe would have expected it. Maybe not exactly the way we expected it. But I think in week one, there's always things that you got to be able to adapt and adjust to. And I would tell you this, that I thought, give them credit, they did a really good job at finding a way to slow the game down. We didn't do a good enough job at not allowing that to happen.
That was Luke Fickell after the game, a 28-14 win over Western Michigan. And he nailed it, right? The Broncos were able to take the Badgers fans kind of out of the game for a long time. Derek, you were also there, and I want to know what your feelings were in the stadium during that game.
Well, I think Coach hit it spot on, and especially that lapse of time. You drive how many plays? 16 play drive,
right?
And field goal. I think the point he's trying to make is we have to take advantage. I mean, it's the opener. It's a night game. We really really have to take advantage of that and use that, because quite honestly, I was actually surprised at the attendance.
It was full, and it was full from the start.
Yeah, I was actually, and the student body, I was really impressed. As you may or may not know, G-Man, in years past when we've had these Friday night games, it's not always like that.
Absolutely.
Or even just the opener. I was really impressed with that. And to Coach Fickell's point, you need to take advantage of that. And I feel like in just his post-game presser there that we just listened to, I felt there was some probably disappointment that they did not, because they could have then really put the gas on and have the energy of the crowd behind them.
Do you think that beers in the stadium had anything to do with the full crowd?
I'm sure it had a little bit something to do with it, for sure. Yeah, I mean, especially the student body. I mean, if they can stay a little longer at the tailgate,
And they can stay longer after jump around, because the jump around, usually yes, you see a good chunk
right
of those kids going, and it did not happen this last
right
time.
No, I didn't hear of, at least, there wasn't any real issues, with first time serving beer in the stadium.
No, they said, so we had Chris McIntosh on the Wisconsin College Volleyball Game Day show this weekend, and he said it went off without a hitch. They were really proud of how it went from a fundamental level. So it's exciting to see that I was able to work. Riley Yauch in the ESPN Everlight Solar Studio. How are you feeling after this game? Are you worried to the extent of, you know, no bowl eligibility after that game?
No, definitely not. I will say immediately following the game, I was a little frustrated. I was a little disappointed. It was Western Michigan. I was really optimistic going into the game. Thought we were going to smoke them, run them out of the gym, or off the field, I should say. However, now I've calmed down. I've returned to a more level head. And now I'm back on the optimism train. I think we're going to handle business against South Dakota. I think everything's going to look a lot better. As you guys have said, like, there were a lot of positives from the game. Like, the offense moved the ball very efficiently. The main thing I was frustrated with after the game was that, and Fickell kind of touched on this, like, there wasn't the killer instinct. Like, you had a chance. You were up 14-6. I believe it was, or 13-6, whatever it was, 7. I can't remember exactly, but you had a drive there, and you had a chance to go up 20-7 and really just kind of put the pressure on going into the fourth quarter. And instead, Tyler Van Dyke fumbles. They have the fake field goal. They score. They take the lead 14-13. And, yeah, that was really what I was frustrated with. But, again, first week, they played well in the fourth quarter. They got lucky, but they took advantage of the break they got. And I think this team's going to be fine. I think they'll be fine.
Listen, Riley, I mean, I watched some of that Oregon-Idaho game, and, I mean, they were in an absolute dogfight.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to Jason Eck, former Badger, Tausche's BFF, but Jason has done a tremendous job every place he's been, and he came ready to win that football game. And Oregon was lucky because Idaho really kind of dominated that game for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the number three team in the country. We're unranked.
Yeah.
You know, so I think they won by 10 points. You know, look at Florida State's situation.
That's crazy.
It's early. It's, you know, it's a progression. Mm-hmm. And I really believe in the staff and Coach Fickell and everything they're doing. I know there might be a little heat on the OC. You know, and expectations there. So I know he's ready and well prepared because I know him as an individual and as a coach. And you know, he is nobody works as hard as he does. So,
and you have belief in him.
I do. Good. I really do. You know, I think where I want to see more is the offensive line. I want to see more, and expectations are high and standards are high as they should be, considering the tradition that has been cemented here as offensive line play as a Badger.
All right.
And that's bottom line. Because, Riley, to your point, that's who takes over a game is the big uglies up front. And
absolutely,
we didn't see it.
And that is kind of how it felt like the game ended up running away. Yes, there was the muffed punt or the fumble on the punt off of his butt. That seemed to turn the tides. But at the same time, the Badgers were able to just run away with the game. And they were more athletic. They were more strong and well-conditioned. And I think that at the end of the day, plus the depth, really just ended that game. So on the other side, we're going to talk a little bit more about that SMU game that you mentioned. That year, the Badgers still went on to win the Rose Bowl. And I'm really curious how the demeanor in the locker room was during that game and how the Badgers can learn from that this year. But I want to talk to you about getting more for your poor. The Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company is Madison's original brewing, award-winning craft beers for 30 years. And now every Monday through Thursday from 3 until 6 p.m., you can enjoy a 20-ounce pint of their flagship beer for only $3, from Crop Circle Wheat, Good Dog IPA to the Old Glory APA. Head to one of their locations in Fitchburg, Hilldale, downtown, and East Madison and enjoy a bigger and better happy hour today. It is the Great Dane Huddle on 100.5. I'm Alex Grout alongside Derek Engler, and we'll be getting to the SMU game and the Rose Bowl next.
I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor. They not like us.
This has got to be the most hip-hop song we have come into the Great Dane Huddle with. I'm Alex Gravett. And at Derek Angler's request, absolutely fire.
I love it. I love it. I'm definitely in K. Lamar's camp.
I mean, yeah, it's hard to not be after this. Like, I will say, I don't know a whole lot about it. I went through the discography of this beef, as it were. But after this one, it's hard to say that you're pro, you know, pro Drizzy, as it were.
Well, I mean, when you're getting called out on the carpet like that, and I mean, in a big, big way, I mean, I don't even know how you, I mean, how do you battle back?
And he did, and it was just not good.
Terrible.
It was so bad. Yeah. Who's the best diss rapper ever?
Well, I'm Biggie all day long.
Really?
Yeah, I'm Biggie.
Okay.
Pac's right there, but Biggie's just personal preference. Yeah, that's, you know, all day long. Now, there's more lyricists that in my era, like Tribe Called Quest, Q-Tip, you know, gosh, I could keep going on and on. But, yeah, I mean, there was Talib, Kweli. I mean, there is Roots. I mean, I that's all. That was the golden age, in my opinion. That might sound kind of old, but that was really when hip-hop took off.
No, I have a ton of respect for it. There's a lot of originality in that time, and that's fantastic. I've never been the most into hip-hop. It's not that I don't love it. It's just not where I've you know, planted my flag, and so I've been enjoying learning a lot more. And I really like these documentaries that keep coming out, or like dramatized documentaries about fantastic musical groups or you know, John Alton or whatever. Like, they're doing a good job with that.
I mean, I'm also a Dead fan. I went Dead forever for my 50th at the Sphere in Vegas, you know, with John Mayer. So, I mean, that...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you went to the Sphere, Derek?
Yeah, that should be a bucket list of anybody that wants to go see any type of just musical entertainment. And if you're into me, I know the Eagles are going to do their next residency there, I believe. Obviously, it started off with U2, but it doesn't matter. It is just a phenomenal experience.
It lives up to the
hype. Oh, bar none. It is, you know, like I said, you know, you can imagine the technology and everything that's going on inside there, and just the visual effects, and it's pretty cool.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, well, we teased it before the break. We were talking a little bit about it after the
break.
Saw
Fish in Rockefeller Center.
Fish. Okay, wait. So my girlfriend is a diehard. She's not a diehard Fish fan. She was driving back to Wisconsin with somebody, and I don't even remember who it was, but she was on her way back, and she was going to a Fish concert, and she just accidentally happened to go to what is, like, widely believed to be one of the best Fish concerts of all time. Like, subreddits all talk about it. It was, I think it's in the UP, maybe?
Okay.
It was up there. It's just in the middle of nowhere, yeah. And it was apparently fantastic. I'll have her, the private talk and text line, if she's listening, text me more about that story. But I want to hear a story from you about the Southern Michigan University, or not Michigan, SMU. Methodist University?
You got it.
Absolutely. So,
down in Dallas.
You went on to win the Rose Bowl, and it started with a tough game. Now, I'm feeling very prisoner of the moment. My belief right now is that the Badgers are going to lose to all of the ranked teams on their schedule, and they're going to maybe lose one more. I still believe in a six-win season. I still believe in bowl eligibility, absolutely. But what was the message after what is an ugly first win to the year? Or what was the message that year?
Let me tell you, the following week after the SMU game, it was not a fun week of practice. I can tell you that. But, you know, as we know, Coach Alvarez doesn't flinch. And he stays on the plan. And there was always a plan. And he knew, I mean, we were not stacked with talent. You know, we had Brent Moss and T. Fletch, and we had a good offensive line. Daryl Bevel was, he was a good quarterback, but he's not a game breaker out there, right? And we had Lee Duramus at receiver, but we weren't. This was not like an all-star team. This is not the Rose Bowl teams, the 9-10 teams, so on and so forth. Different caliber. And, you know, I think for Coach Alvarez to recognize that and to have his staff coach up their units, their players, in the way that would best suit them to be able to compete, and then also just be a mastermind of every week it's a new game, and how psychologically are we going to get an edge? That was so important to him. How am I going to get an edge for my players? And he would do it in a variety of different ways. So coming out of that SMU game, we were lucky to get out of there. I don't know if we won by like 10 points or something like that. And they ended the season with two wins. Oof. You know, we ended up winning the Big Ten. So, you know, That's why I, you know, that's a long, long time ago. But even in more recent years, like I talked about in the Bielema era and so on and so forth, and like Tarek talked about, you know, with some of the games that we should just, you know, blow the opponent out, you struggle, you learn, you get through it. And I thought, and again, this was a pretty clean game. When you look at the third down efficiency, you look at the penalties, three penalties compared to last year, I mean, our offensive line couldn't. I mean, it was every other play we're getting a penalty. So, I really liked that part about it. To me, I have a lot more optimism than kind of what I was hearing. I was listening to, you know, Rutledge and Hamilton, and they had Jason Wilde on, and he kind of echoed the same thing. He goes, I don't understand, you know, why all the pessimism right now. And, you know, it's pretty natural, right, for, you know, Badger, well, Packer fan to be like, hit panic button. Like, we go to Sao Paulo, I got a Packer mouse in my pocket. You know, we go down there, I mean, you got Jalen Hurts, you got Saquon, you got A. Brown. I mean, you know,
AJ Brown's really good. Yeah. Devontae Smith also good. They've got dogs. Okay, hold on. We're running low on time.
Yeah, and I'm going all over the place.
Running low on time. We'll get to that in a moment. I want to know, what is your official game prediction for the Badgers this week?
I think it's actually this is going to be a higher scoring game for the Badgers. I'm going to be interested to see defensively what we do. I really loved watching that second level linebacking unit run around. I think we got speed there, which I really, really like.
I'm excited to see how we can capitalize that in the passing game. We did not this past week, and I think we can.
And so I'm thinking this is more a 48-14 in that ballpark.
All right, I'm feeling better. I'm feeling a little better. That was my idea for this past game. I thought it was going to be one of those just we're going to have a couple big explosive plays.
Listen, Western Michigan's a MAC school.
I mean, I know, but I was a MAC student for 2 years. Ball State did not live up to the hype, and everyone over there was tough to watch, although everyone was also putting up a ton of points on Ball State at that point. Listen, we've got to get to the Green Bay Packers. We've got a 48-14 victory for the Badgers this week. I'm going to go 35-20. I think it's going to be a little bit higher.
I don't like that.
I think that it could happen. We've got Packers coming up. I just got my food at the Great Dane, the tortellini. I'm excited about it. I know it's Brad Nortman's favorite dish. This is the Great Dane Huddle on 100.5 ESPN. Come on. Sicker than your average. Pop a twist cabbage off instinct. I've been saying for a long time that I think the Green Bay Packers are going to go to Sao Paulo and they're going to lose. And I don't think that's obviously you don't want the Packers to lose, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I'm Alex Gravatt. I'm alongside Derek Engler. We're wrapping up the Great Dane Huddle. We've been talking Badgers nonstop because there's a lot to talk about with the Badgers right now, but the Green Bay Packers start their season this week.
Yeah, but, okay, so would you have rather played the Eagles in Brazil or out east?
Absolutely in Brazil. And don't get me wrong, I think that the Packers will do well either way. Originally, because the Eagles are so closely removed from that Super Bowl championship, or not championship, but the Super Bowl run, they've played in the big games and in unique environments. That's what this is going to be again. They have the experience in that place.
I think the Packers can expose them defensively. I really do. That's not the Eagles' defense of years past. And I do believe they have some weaknesses, and where we're really obviously going to be challenged and tested is on our defense, on Packers defense. Those are some playmakers now. Those are some playmakers.
Absolutely.
Now their offensive line is down compared to years past, so that's that might work in our favor. But Jalen Hurts is Jalen Hurts, and they got weapons as a horse now in Saquon, and of course on the outside with AJ Brown.
All right, I've got a couple quick hits for you before we get going. We're almost out of time.
Yep.
First and foremost, the offensive coordinator in Philly has changed, and Hurts hasn't played. Do you think that that's going to hurt them in this game?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
What is the? No, we're not going to go final score right away. We're going to say, what is the X factor for the Packers defense?
Pass rush, always pass rush. That's Jalen Hurts.
It's Jalen Hurts, but he's good once you get past that.
Go all
pass
the way
rush.
Back to Al Davis. You get after the quarterback. You get after him again. You hit him again, and you hit him again, and that changes the game.
All right, and last but not least, what is the final score of this game, Derek?
I think it's Packers 28-21.
Packers 28-21. I'm going to go with Packers 26-23, which is flipping the script. This has been the Great Dane Huddle on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.